Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More than a dozen cities around California, and I would say some around the country, are banning or limiting plastic straws. This is a big deal. It's something that a lot of people complain about because we are having a hard time letting go of those plastic straws. Let me tell you, I've never seen a bigger thing that people get annoyed about these days. Like, how dare you give me one of those paper straws? But there's also recyclable straws that aren't paper anymore. So I think the more that we ask companies to make a shift, the more a shift will happen, and the less we'll see just the, you know, those paper straws that fall apart in your cup. Anyway, environmentalists really hope this whole movement is going to start a larger conversation about plastics pollution. You know, straw bans alone, which have been criticized for not only reducing waste, will barely, though, dent the flood of plastic that's going into the environment each year. But it seems like any step is a step. I think not doing anything is the biggest mistake. From straws, we're now seeing also plastic bags being banned. It's estimated that the amount of plastic spilling into the oceans is 8.8 million tons a year. That's huge. That's the equivalent of 5 grocery bags full of plastic along every foot of coastline in 192 countries, according to researchers. Other studies show that the synthetics increasingly find their way not just into fish, sea turtles, and whales, but guess what? Into human beings. And maybe the more we realize it's going into our bodies, we'll realize that a difference needs to be made, even though we should care about the environment, the animals, too. Ryan, what?
I mean, I just so wanted to make sure you were...
I'm going on my TED Talk right now.
Yeah, I felt like you really were. You were on that soapbox. But here's the thing. I think people realize and understand that we have to do something about the way we are treating the earth and our climate and all these things. But my thing is, when you're discussing the idea of kind of going clean or going green, it's a lot harder... it's a lot harder to do, and especially to switch over for all of society. I want to know how, you know, these small little steps that we're doing are really going to change the way people view what they're doing.
Because,
I'm not sold.
Yeah, let's go there. We don't just talk about the stats. We dig it in and we ask the questions. We're not going to just agree with everything, obviously. Now here joining us is Trevor Nielsen, CEO and co-founder of IX Investments. Basically, they invest in economic growth and social impact companies. And he's been really at the center of some of these conversations with some of the leaders all over the world. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, let's start from the beginning.
Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor. So we have a lot of questions.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, these plastic straws and the bans, and also now we're seeing plastic bags. A lot of, I think, skeptics are wondering, is this going to be enough to make a change and help the environment?
No, is the answer. It's not enough. But it is a place to begin.
Okay.
You know, you notice that when we start talking about plastic straws or plastic bags, it's a way of sort of opening up a conversation with people and letting people think about the way plastics pervade our lives overall. So, you know, just banning plastic straws will make very little impact on anything. That said, banning plastic bags actually will start to make a bigger impact. Yesterday, I was standing in a landfill in Panama, of all places, and this was a mountain range of waste. So picture a series of pretty big mountains that were all garbage. And within that, the vast majority of the waste that won't decompose is plastic. So, you know, little amounts here and there really do add up.
Yeah, we're talking about like football fields. I mean, I think we assume our garbage gets taken from us and gets brought somewhere, but none of us really think about where it's going and how it can come back to us, to haunt us in many ways.
That's right. And, you know, honestly, we've sort of been told that we don't need to worry about it. You know, we've been taught that as consumers, we shouldn't sweat it if there's, you know, styrofoam in the package that we get from Amazon, or we should just assume that a sandwich needs to be wrapped in plastic. Or, you know, when I got a burrito earlier today in Los Angeles, That thing had tin foil around it, then it had plastic around that, then it had a paper bag after that. And so I think it's an opportunity to start reevaluating our role as consumers and deciding what we want and what we don't want.
Okay, and I find that very interesting, especially when we're speaking of consumers. How much of the responsibility, though, should be on consumers? Because I feel like a lot of these businesses, they're the reason why we get so accustomed to what we have, like the plastic bags and the aluminum, the paper bags, all these things. Those are things that people buy on a daily basis. So if you're giving them to us, then how much of an accountability do these companies have to change what they're putting out there in masses?
Well, I think it's there are three parties that bear some responsibility. Number one is a consumer, because we have to tell companies what we are willing to consume and what we are not. You know, the movement against water bottles, for example, plastic water bottles, that is strong because people are starting to realize, why would I want to use this one piece of plastic, drink that bottle of water within seconds or minutes, and then have it sit in the landfill for 100 years. You know, so that's a good example of a place where companies are starting to realize we just won't buy it anymore, and people are starting to use their own water bottles over and over again. So the consumer has a role. The companies also have a role. You know, just because something is cheap and easy for them to manufacture doesn't mean that they should manufacture it. And you know, there's a growing groundswell of support from consumers for responsible environmental behavior on the part of big companies. Companies are starting to take notice, but they'll only really notice if consumers force them to.
Definitely. Trevor, we're gonna take a break. We're going to tease the third one because we're going to take a break to continue this conversation. Trevor Nielsen is joining us right now, CEO and co-founder of IX Investments. We're talking about the ban of plastic, how we can be better consumers, and how we can, you know, make these companies that we're buying from more accountable. That's our Let's Go There topic of the day. More after this.
Let's Go There with Shira and Ryan.
A lot of us have been seeing these horrible pictures in our feed of animals, sea turtles, whales, dying, and they open them up and they have all that plastic in them. It's really gross and disgusting, and it's been something that a lot of environmentalists are using to remind people about the importance of changing their behaviors and not using plastic. And now it's bringing up really the question, will banning plastic straws, plastic bottles be enough to fight to clean the oceans and help our environment and, you know, cure climate change and all that? Well, that's the big question we're talking about. And how do you make this accessible? Because, how easy is it to really change our lifestyles when we're so used to it, you know, using a plastic bottle or using that straw? And for a lot of people, as you mentioned, Ryan, it's not cheap.
Well, I haven't mentioned it yet.
You've mentioned it to me all the time.
Off air.
You mentioned it a lot.
But I want to pose it to our
guest. So Trevor Nielsen is here, CEO and co-founder of IX Investments. They invest in economic growth and social impact, and also work with a lot of investors, entrepreneurs. They actually had this Entrepreneurs Impact Summit. They brought people together to talk about how we can help this issue. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so.
Well, Trevor, there was a third, before the break, you were telling us three people that are kind of in held accountable, are responsible for this. And we teased off that third one. Could you go ahead and finish that third one, honey? The people are
waiting. The government. You know, we're in the midst of a time when our government is taking unprecedented action against the environment. You know, the Trump presidency and the Republican Congress is hostile to many things in many communities, and one of those things is the environment, plants, animals, biodiversity, nature itself. In fact, the Trump administration has really waged a war on the environment on behalf of oil companies and coal companies and people that really profit from having lax environmental regulations. So, you know, we're going to have to deal with that, because if we have that in the White House and that in the Congress, the impact on the ecosystem that we all need to live is going to be devastating.
Yeah, I mean, you're actually so right, and especially with this war. But I think if I kind of want to bring it back, because I'm, like I say, I'm from the South, I'm from Nashville, and a lot of times it's easier when I moved out here. It was so much easier to have these conversations about veganism and clean earth this, and you go out to Venice and you see all the hippies just living their lives. And a lot of times,
no idea what you're talking about, Ryan.
That is just not a conversation that is happening in middle America. And if it is, it's like, how can I afford this stuff. It's like, especially compared to, you know, I can go with a plastic bottle that may be super cheap compared to a glass bottle that I have to go to Whole Foods to spend $10 on. So it's like, how the accessibility of the money, how do people in middle America just choose, like, oh, this
choose
is better.
Better.
Yeah, choose better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fair point. You know, it's difficult to expect lower income communities to lead the charge on these things, because if folks are shopping at Walmart or their local grocery store, they may not have that many options, you know, and so instead we need the government to take a leadership position. And you know, one of you mentioned earlier climate change. This is the big problem we face. If we think that whales full of plastic dying on our beaches are a problem, the much bigger problem is the global climate emergency, and it is an emergency. And sadly, people in the middle of the country, people in the South, are feeling this almost more than people on the coast. You know, you look at the storms, the hurricanes, the droughts, the monsoons. You know, it often is people on the lower income spectrum that feel those things the most. And so the climate emergency is the single biggest problem we have, and it's really a place the government needs to take leadership.
Yeah, Trevor Nielsen joins us again, CEO and co-founder of IX Investments, as we talk about, you know, what we can all do to help the environment and be better consumers and, you know, I guess live better overall with the earth. Because, and it's not just a hippy dippy concept. I think that Ryan always thinks I'm hippy dippying over here.
It is a little bit hippy dippy, but there's also a privilege aspect to it. That
Let's talk about this. Like, why, when if someone says, like, even the government, it seems like they don't believe in climate change, they don't think the environment is a priority. Why is it a priority? Can you make it understandable for people who just don't get how that we are all connected?
Sure, I can make it really simple in the case of climate change. There is more pollution, if you will, more carbon in the air right now than at any point in 800,000 years, okay? 800,000 years is a long time, so it's hard for people to understand that, but recently the United Nations came out with a report saying that 1 million species of animals and plants are going to go extinct unless we take dramatic action to fight climate change. And so, you know, you might not understand what CO2 is exactly or how much of it is in the atmosphere. That doesn't matter. You definitely will understand what 1 million different species of plants and animals going extinct will mean. And then when you start thinking about things like the water we drink, the air that we breathe, you know, this is real world stuff. And so we have to fight back when people start trying to tell us not to worry about these things, get educated, and really become the part of the solution. And it's possible, but we have to act quickly.
Yeah, but then at this point, like, well, I think it's easier to just throw in the towel. Like, I know Starbucks, a huge company, says by 2020 they're going to remove plastic straws, even though they're still going to have their lids will be plastic. Like, I took a picture with my metal straw, and someone called me out saying, "Oh yeah, but you're still drinking out of a plastic cup."
Yeah, I would have called you out too.
Hey, I'm honest. It's a process. Like, none of us are perfect. I'd rather be doing something than nothing. I know Adidas talked about using recycled plastic from oceans now, and they're announcing different things, different companies. Like, well, any are these becoming marketing ploys versus actually making a difference?
They are, but it's a good thing. And you know, I want to go back to something you just said about you know, how to create a movement. The only thing that I can come up with which is similar to this is when the global AIDS crisis, which I worked on, was in full swing. You may remember there were, you know, 50 million people infected with HIV.
Where did you work again? Can you mention? Because it would help for some context.
I ran something called the Global Business Coalition on HIV/AIDS, and we created something called the Global Fund for AIDS, which was basically an effort to get treatment to people that didn't have it. You know, these days people take treatment for granted to some extent. Well, no one thought that we could provide treatment globally to HIV/AIDS. I remember meetings at the UN where people said, it's not possible. You know, how are poor Africans going to get these drugs? They don't even go to a hospital. Well, guess what? You know, the world mobilized, and to a large degree, not to everyone, but to a large degree, we got those drugs to the people that need them, and we really changed the course of the AIDS pandemic. So, you know, when people decide they want to come together to do something, they are very powerful. But first you have to make a decision that you want to fight you know, for the planet that we want to have.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was a Yaz Queen of the Day early. But it's also that I think that taking the perfection out of it is what it is. Like, I'm not perfect, you know?
Nobody's
like,
perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, you know? And I drove in my car to get to my office today.
Yeah.
Right?
So I guess to wrap this up, how do you make, you know, I guess what is something that you can say that can make everyone feel like, especially, you know, middle of America, anyone that's listening, that's just like, how can I play a part
in
this?
What's the first step?
Yeah. What does that first step look like?
I think the single most important step is talking about what your elected officials are doing on these issues and getting informed. You know, we cannot let the oil companies control our future. If we do, it is not going to be a future that all of us want. So, you know, getting educated about climate change and the climate emergency, and then looking into what your elected officials, your representatives, your senators, and of course our president, are doing about it or are not doing about it. That would be the single most important thing.
Okay. Well, Trevor Nielsen, thank you so much for joining us. Trevor, again, is the CEO and co-founder of IX Investments. Where can people find out more?
You can go to ixinvests.com. And there's plenty of information there about the climate emergency as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.